The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Hello and welcome back to the Soulful Valley podcast. It's been a while, I know, and I have missed you all. Are you ready for an extraordinary adventure? Join us as we embark on a transformative podcast series. Evolving on Purpose is back for a second series. We are thrilled to be back and to bring you an incredible lineup of guests from now until September, leading up to the launch of our groundbreaking book collaboration, Evolving on Purpose, Co-creating with the Divine. Prepare to be amazed as you dive into the chapters of this book. Within its pages, you will find a treasure trove of wisdom worth thousands of dollars, encompassing coaching, healing, business strategies, spiritual growth, and mentorship. The authors have poured their hearts into recounting their personal journeys, including the challenges they faced and overcame. Mark your calendars for the grand launch of our book on August the 30th. We can't wait to share this remarkable creation with you. But that's not all. We want you to be a part of this journey right from the beginning. Join our Facebook launch support group by finding the link in the show notes of each episode. By being a part of our community, you'll gain access to exclusive content, discussions, and behind-the-scenes moments. And here's the cherry on the top. When we officially launch, we'll be showering our supporters with a multitude of free gifts. These valuable resources will be yours to download when you purchase the book. And that's not all. If you're a coach, healer, a spiritual entrepreneur, a writer, a poet, or a business owner, we invite you to explore the exciting opportunities waiting for you at soulfulvalley.com. Discover how you can join our collaborations and become a vital part of our mission to empower and uplift, or co-create your own solo book with us, where you will receive 100% of your own royalties. Don't miss out on this incredible podcast series and the chance to be part of something truly transformative. Tune in, connect, and evolve on purpose with us. Together, we'll co-create a brighter future. Visit soulfulvalley.com after you finish listening to this episode. Tammy Roach is a lifelong resident in the rural Catskill Mountains of New York and the youngest of seven girls. She is an empath, certified Reiki master, level 1 Akashic Records reader, a dragon protocol practitioner, and a spirit rescuer. Wait, what is a spirit rescuer? She is a medium who communicates with, begins the healing process for, and crosses over earthbound souls who have existed in the darkness and have a pervasive fear of the earthbound realm, anywhere from a few years to a few thousand years. She helps earthbound souls to cross over to the other side so that they may continue their soul's journey in the light and love of home, as Creator, God, Source, always intended. As she does so, she eases the darkness and lightens up the earth while brightening up the other side, heaven, home, as loved ones are reunited and she assists humanity and Gaia in their ascension. You can connect with Tammy through her email at spiritrescuer@yahoo.com. Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Tammy.
Hello.
It's great to have you here, Tammy.
It's great to be here, Katie. Thank you.
Tammy is one of the authors collaborating in the new book, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine, that we're launching on the 30th of August. Tammy, can you just let our listeners know a bit about who you are and what you do in the world?
I am a certified Reiki master. I'm an Akashic Records reader. I'm a Dragon Protocol practitioner. I'm a mom. I'm, you know, hard worker. I'm your everyday earthy kind of person. But I am also what I call the spirit rescuer, which means I am a medium who crosses over earthbound souls so that they can go home and be reunited with their loved ones in the light.
Thank you for sharing that. And I have to tell you that when I received your application, something happened. I just stopped suddenly still. My heart skipped a beat and I was like, wow. I want this chapter because I just come across spirit releasement through somebody else in our community of authors. I'd been on a spirit releasement session with her myself, so I already knew a little bit about what you were talking about that isn't often heard of in spiritual circles or through mediumship in the way that you do it, or the way Correct. That she was doing it. And I just thought it was so beautiful. What a beautiful way to cross spirit over, instead of making them a, what's the word, you know, a spectacle where people, you know, the haunted house thing where people come for entertainment and things like that. I just thought this is such a loving way to be a bit more understanding about the reality of spirit.
Exactly.
That, you know, it's not just a couple of people who think they've seen it. This is very real, and I just love the way you deal with it. And you've written a chapter called Spirit Rescue.
Yes.
So for our listeners, can you just explain a little bit about that chapter?
I kind of give, for other mediums, my guides, my team, my spirit team has asked me and guided me to you, Katie, to get the word out, so to speak, about what I do, about spirit rescue, about the existence and the reality that there are earthbound souls who need our assistance to go home. They cannot go home on their own, so they need mediums who, you know, we have the ability to do this. We have the ability to help them. But there is a fear around the earthbound souls. They tend to evoke a lot of fear from people. And my chapter is to more or less help people to understand that these souls are just like you and I. They have their own fears. They've made their mistakes in the past in their life. And this is part of what holds them back. Part of the reason that they did not cross over into the light to begin with is because of their own fears, their own faults, their own traumas, and their own wounding that they weren't able to heal in life. So my chapter is kind of about helping them, listening to them, letting them get their story told, getting down to the core issues of their wounds, of their traumas, of their fears, helping them to overcome this, helping them to rectify the wrongs that they did in life, with other people that they may have wronged during their lives, and to help these people to come together in spirit, rectify these issues, rectify the wounding, heal, so that they are all able to cross over and to go into the light, to continue their soul's journey in the light with their loved ones, with their ancestors. I have a lot of families coming in where they require ancestral lineage healing, you know, 4 or 5 generations of healing. So some of them, you know, can cross over relatively quickly. Some of them, I've had one gentleman with 4 generations stay with me for 12 weeks to perform the healing and all of this, because some of them are not so open. But you work through it just like you would with anyone if they were sitting here in the physical form with you. So it's a challenge sometimes, but it is absolutely the most beautiful feeling in the world to be able to help these souls find themselves, heal, and go home. And in doing that, not only does this help them, but it also helps to lighten up the darkness that surrounds the earth, really, with millions upon millions, countless millions of earthbound souls that really just need to go home. So little by little, this is what I do to help them to go home, to lighten up everything else around us, you know, the collective energy. It will, you know, help Gaia with her ascension. It helps humanity with all of our ascension. And it's just, I can't think of a more beautiful way to help just the collective all together.
And it's a huge responsibility and mission for you, isn't it? So you said spirit guided you to me. So what did that look like?
There was a point in time when I was communicating with my team, and one of my ascended master guides, he defined darkness to me as darkness is the absence of light. And he said that the longer souls are in the earthbound realm, in the dark, in fear, away from divine light, the darker it all becomes. The darker that they can become, the darker it all becomes. And what he said to me next, I will never forget. And this is really kind of what anchored me to do what I do, and to kind of try to find another way to help spirit. He said to me, "You are God's feet on the ground, loosening the grip of darkness on humanity." And I found that to be so beautifully said, and it really just kind of settled in my heart space and anchored for me, this is what I need to do. How can I get this out there on a bigger scale, so that maybe other mediums can start to at least consider, if not pick up the practice, to cross the earthbounds over. And I would say, Katie, probably 2 to 3 months after he said that to me, I found a post on Facebook, Co-Creating the Divine with Katie Carey and Soulful Valley Publishing. And I said, this is it. This is how I do it.
Oh, I'm getting shivers.
We are. Yeah. And beautiful confirmation.
And you would have discovered then as well that I am very open to all of this. And that's what this podcast is all about, is talking about this kind of thing and bringing it into mainstream thinking, that this is real. This is not woo-woo. This is very real. And
yes. And
there are so many mediums in the world now that this would be a great gift, wouldn't it, to us all?
Absolutely.
To the earth, if they use their mediumship in such a positive way. Because I find as well, I used to go to spiritual church and I sat in circle, a couple of circles. And what you see as well is a lot of people come over and over again. They come for the readings over and over again, but not a lot changes. It's like a bit of a cycle that mm-hmm. you get stuck in. But this is something very different because it can release those spirits and release the human that's tortured from that past that they're still traumatized by or trying to live with.
Exactly.
So it's just the whole cycle, this is, isn't it? It's how you can help the whole, not just, you know, one person feel better for a week until the next time.
Right. It allows these souls to go on a positive forward trajectory, an upward movement in their journey. They can continue on their soul's journey in the light. You know, if we can heal the ancestral lineage, it not only heals their ancestors, it heals them and it heals descendants coming forward. So it's just, I just can't think of a more beautiful way to help spirit at this point in time, to help humanity, to help Gaia. I can't say enough.
No, and it is time that we recognized that, you know, that what we can, what we understand as reality and perceive as reality is only 1% of what's really out there.
Exactly.
And we've got to take that seriously. We've got to start looking beyond the five senses, haven't we? Because we all have gifts that we just don't understand that we have. And it's all very exciting. I can't wait until we get your chapter out in this book into the hands of lots of mediums, because I'm surrounded by mediums as well. So I'm really excited about this.
Oh, me too. I can't wait.
And seriously, when your application came in, I've never felt this way about any of the other applications that came in. So it was I was like bolted upright. When I saw it, and I was really excited about it, and I shared it with my partner, and he was really excited about it.
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah, because you might not think that people would be as receptive, but I think they will. I think a lot of people will. Is there anything else you'd like to share today, Tammy?
I just hope that my hope is that mediums, humanity in general, can start to embrace, as you said, that there are things, spirit, out there that maybe you cannot see. Does not mean that they don't exist. It's very real. They are very real. And I know that they can evoke a certain amount of discomfort on a general level for most of humanity. They can evoke fear among the general population of humanity. But the majority, again, are just trying to let you know they need help. They need help. And I hope that more of us can embrace them and can embrace the opportunity to assist the entire world, really, to help to just make everything lighter and brighter for everyone.
And
it all, Katie, comes down to love.
It does. And if there's anybody out there reading the book, listening to the podcast, and they are excited about what it is that you're doing, how can they connect with you, and what can they do?
I don't have a formal business yet, but they can contact me at my email, which is spiritrescuer@yahoo.com.
You don't have a formal business yet. I can see where this is going.
I feel like this is going to be your mission to guide the mediums in this direction. So I'm excited about the future.
Me too. I cannot wait. I am just so ready to embrace it and just get out there and just help everyone.
That's wonderful. Thank you for your time today, Tammy.
Thank you so much, Katie.
I just can't wait to share this with the world.
I can't either. I'm just so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.